Part 2, Chapter 8. Turl had felt smug right up to the moment he received the summons from the planetary director. He was nervous now, waiting for the appointment to occur. The weeks had fled on, the summer fading into the chill of autumn. The man animal was doing well. Its every waking moment seemed to be spent crowded up against the Chinko language and technical instruction machine. It hadn't begun to talk yet, but of course it was just an animal and stupid. It hadn't even grasped the principle of progressive speed cross association until it had been shown. And it didn't even have enough sense to stand squarely in front of the instantaneous conceptual knowledge transmitter. Didn't it realize you had to get the full wave impulse to get it through your skull bones? Stupid. It would take it months at this rate to get an education. But what could you expect of an animal that lived on raw rat? Still, sometimes when he went in the cage, Turl had looked into those strange blue eyes and had seen danger. Oh well, no matter. Turl had decided that if the animal proved dangerous, he could simply use it to get things started, and then at the first sign it was getting out of hand, it could be vaporized fast enough. One button push on a hand blaster. Zip-bang! No man-animal. Very easily handled. Yes, things had been going very well. Until this summons. Such things made one nervous. There was no telling what the planetary director might have found out. No telling what tales some employee might have carried to him. A security chief was ordinarily not much consulted. In fact, by a devious chain of command, a security chief was not directly under the planetary director on all points. This made Turl feel better. In fact, there had been cases where a security chief had removed a planetary director, cases involving corruption. But still, the planetary director remained the administrative head and was the one who filed reports. Reports that could transfer one or continue one on post. The summons had come late the night before, and Turl had not slept very well. He had tumbled around in his bed, imagining conversations. At one time, he had actually gotten up and combed through his office files, wondering what he had on the planetary director, just in case. That he couldn't recall or find anything depressed him. Turl only felt operational when he had big leverage in terms of potential blackmail. It was almost with relief that he saw the appointment time arrive, and he rumbled into the office of the top cyclo. Numph, planetary director of Earth, was old. Rumor had it that he was a discard from the central company directorate. Not for corruption, but just for bumbling incompetence. And he had been sent as far away as they could send him. An unimportant post, a rim star. In a remote galaxy, a perfect place to send someone and forget him. Numph was sitting at his upholstered desk, looking out through the pressure dome at the distant transshipment center. He was gnawing absently on a corner of a file folder. Turl approached watchfully. Numph's executive uniform was neat. His fur, turning blue, was impeccably combed and in place. He didn't look particularly upset, though his amber eyes were introverted. Numph didn't look up.
"Sit down,"
he said absently.